All right, Amanda, we'll keep it right here. Elaine Gross, founder and president of Erase Racism, regional civil rights organization based right here on the island, and exposes and addresses some of the more devastating of impacts of historical and ongoing structural racism, particularly in housing, as well as public school education. Speaking of housing, some very important legislation passed. And we welcome Elaine Gross to discuss. Always great to have you here on a Monday morning, Elaine Gross. And certainly from that wonderful series regarding Newsday, Long Island Divided, and the exposure of what has been happening here. Well, now hopefully some legislation to prevent any more of that. We'll keep an eye on that. Good to have you, though. What do you think of this type of passage here?
Good morning, Jay. So glad to be with you, and I was really pleased to see that the Senate and the Assembly did pass seven bills. The Senate passed 11, the Assembly passed seven of them, and they were they move us forward in our efforts to address fair housing issues. May I tell you a little bit about the bills?
You can, I've got some of the stuff here, but you're going to have a lot of fines. You're going to double some of the fines here. So, you know, start us off with the fines, at least, for the fair housing violations by brokers or sales agents, and then we'll kind of go from there. But you're right, about seven of them in play. Go ahead, my dear.
Yes. So, yes, the fines have been doubled from $1,000 to $2,000. For real estate agents. I think that's a good thing. I don't think that's one of the most important bills, but there are a number of bills that really focus on greater accountability for real estate agents as well as the training for the agents. So, for example, for training, we remember from the Newsday investigation that there were clearly issues around training. They actually videotaped someone that was doing some training, totally unqualified to do that, not providing the good information that should be provided to the real estate agents. So that's been up to 6 hours of training that is going to include some new topics, including implicit bias, and it also includes the cultural competency kinds of things. In addition to that, they are dealing with some of the internal operations of those companies. There were a lot of issues raised during the Senate hearings, for example. You'd have someone that was responsible for supervising who was, again, not really qualified necessarily. This is setting up some standards about how long they have to have been a real estate agent and then, before they got promoted to be a manager, and then saying that they are responsible and accountable around the supervision. Before, it was a little unclear what these office managers were really responsible for. And when the senators during the hearing questioned the agents about their supervision, they could have hundreds of people working for them. And it was when they responded to the questions about, well, how do you supervise these people? And do you ever go with them to see, how they're doing? Do you have an opportunity to witness their actions, their behaviors? And essentially, there's a lot of issues around supervision. They said that they can be reached by phone. The supervisors, the brokers, and it was, it's really questionable. I mean, I have a small office, and supervising a small office is difficult enough. If you have all of these agents out with individual clients, we saw the kinds of behaviors in terms of different treatment between white clients and clients of color. So those bills related to accountability and training are important. The other kinds of bills that they had, the Senate passed both a way to fund for fair housing testing, and the Assembly passed that part as well. But the Assembly didn't pass the mandate that goes along with that to the Attorney General to do annual testing. And we know, again, from the Newsday investigation that it's really through the fair housing testing that we're able to, in a systematic way, catch the real estate agents that are discriminating. And then, you know, that, of course, increases the accountability of the agents to know that there is a chance that if you break the law, you will be found out. And so we do hope that the Assembly in the next session will complete that circle and pass that bill as well. We also know that there is a bill that was passed that had to do with affirmatively furthering fair housing. And we've talked about that before, Jay. There's a federal mandate, and then there is a state mandate as well. And the governor had an executive order as well, sort of drilling down on this. The truth of the matter is that almost no one has been really doing what is required to take meaningful actions to combat discrimination, but also to overcome the patterns of segregation and those kinds of policies that that foster racial segregation in housing. And fundamentally, that has to deal with zoning. And so if this bill is taken seriously, it will require that the legislature follow through with additional measures that address the zoning problem. We have on Long Island zoning laws that basically say if you're going to build a single-family home, that's fine. If you're going to build anything else, you've got to bring that specific project before the town and before the Zoning Board of Appeals, and you have to get a zoning change. And this is project by project. And we know what happens. Frequently, the projects do not move at all. They don't even get brought up for a discussion. And if they get brought up for a discussion, they are not approved. So there is, if we don't deal with zoning, we will not be able to increase the amount of inclusive communities on Long Island, communities where there can be a mix of individuals, both in terms of their what kind of housing they would be living in, let's say rentals, or homeownership housing, along with living in multifamily housing. So it's both the type of housing, the cost of that particular housing, and obviously access to people of color. And we know that Long Island, being among the 10 most racially segregated communities in the country, we know what our history has been. We know there's a lot that needs to be changed if we're going to address the embedded segregation, which is required under the mandate to affirmatively further fair housing.
Lane, all well and good. You know, to me, training and supervision is key here. But, you know, I correlate a little this as far as how we have seen the police department go about their practices of hiring in both counties and the lack thereof as far as having individuals across the board for minorities. And to me, it comes down to the process of actually hiring people. I hope that in this particular arena where, you know, you pass your test and everything else and there you go, I hope that somehow they're going to be eyeing the practices of hiring before the training and everything else take place to make sure that the individuals are the right ones as far as the real estate industry is concerned. So to me, it's even going back prior to the training and the supervision of it all. And hopefully we've learned a few lessons as far as the practices of policing and everything else, but I think that also has to kind of come into play as far as this industry is concerned. You agree with that?
Yes, certainly you'll see if you look at, I look at the pamphlets that come home and et cetera, and you'll look at the, sometimes, you know, they'll have a picture of all of the real estate agents in a company, and very seldom do you see people that are white, and if you do, you will not see people who are African American. And so, yes, there is definitely a hiring issue as well. That wasn't taken up in these bills, but I think you're right that if we are, if the real estate industry is serious about this, they will diversify their staff and really institute diversity and inclusion programs, because it's in addition to the outreach and the hiring, you need to have a culture that is welcoming to those individuals and that makes sure that those individuals get assigned clients as well. So you're right, Jay, on that point.
We'll keep an eye on things, and I know you will too, and we'll see. We'll see how everything kind of moves along, and hopefully, with the light that has been shed on this in so many different ways, we can right this ship. Always a pleasure to have you here. We'll keep an eye on things and look forward to the next time. How's that?
Okay.
Until we have you on again.
All righty.
Appreciate it all. Appreciate a couple of minutes. It's important stuff. But, yes, passage of some important bills and everything else.